Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, March 16th. A state Senate committee will take up a bipartisan set of government transparency bills today, but Michigan's top elections official said yesterday that the bills are flawed. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said more needs to be done to ensure public access to decision-making by the legislature and the governor. She said the bills should also include a 2-year ban on former lawmakers becoming paid lobbyists. She said people who are denied access to records should also be allowed to take their case to court.
All of the measures are national best practices that voters on both sides of the aisle want, and they provide an excellent opportunity for lawmakers to affirm public faith in our democracy, as so many have claimed they want to do.
Benson also said the bills would still allow some types of donations to be hidden from the public. The bills are before the Senate Oversight Committee. A bill introduced in the state legislature would ban transgender and intersex school athletes from playing on a team that corresponds to their gender identity. We have more on that from Michelle Jokish-Polo.
The bill, introduced by Republican Senator Lana Theis, would require school athletes to compete on a team of their sex assigned at birth. Kane St. Amour is an intersex athlete. He says the bill would create confusion as to who is allowed on a team.
I think the bill was drafted without consideration for A, trans men, B, intersex people, and C, girls who just look a little bit more masculine. Like, it's just going to create a whole lot of headache for coaches and athletes and schools.
Instead of crafting bills to exclude athletes like him from playing, St. Amour says he would like to see legislation that includes and protects trans and intersex athletes. Theis says the bill would allow girls to compete in a, quote, level playing field. The bill has been referred to the Senate Committee on Education and Career Readiness. I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.
Disability rights organizers in Michigan are celebrating the expansion of COVID-19 vaccine eligibility, but they say the state has more work to do to track the impact of the virus on the community. Here's Dustin Dwyer.
Dessa Cosma is executive director of Detroit Disability Power. She says she's grateful people 16 and older with disabilities will be eligible for the vaccine on March 22nd.
And it took a lot of organizing from dozens of disability rights and justice organizations and thousands of Michigan residents. And so we are thankful to everyone who had a part in making this happen.
But Cosma says the state should be doing more to track the impact of the virus on people with disabilities. A state spokesperson says nearly 4,000 people with disabilities in Michigan have had COVID. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Health departments in northern Michigan say they are seeing an increase of COVID-19 cases connected to school sports. The Michigan High School Athletic Association says blaming the sports is misguided. We have more from Brett Dahlberg.
Lisa Peacock is the health officer for the Northwest Michigan Health District. She says they found several COVID-19 outbreaks connected to sports.
Many outbreaks are related to the school population, and specifically sports and gatherings outside of school.
Peacock says over the last couple weeks, more than 30% of the district's cases were in people younger than 19. Gaylord High School, which is in the district, suspended in-person classes last week after finding outbreaks in both boys' hockey and wrestling. But Jeff Kimmerly, spokesperson for the State High School Athletic Association, says it's not the sports that are spreading COVID-19. It's activities outside of sports. And he says student athletes need to follow the rules.
We need to come to school if we're in school. We need to practice. We need to come to our competitions. And then we need to pretty much be limited at that.
The health department is also asking students and their families to help their contact tracers and follow the rules of isolation and quarantine. Brett Dahlberg, WCMU News.
With the COVID-19 pandemic, traditional office settings have transitioned to a virtual setting. But as vaccination efforts continue to ramp up across Michigan, the state is looking ahead to a return to in-person work. The state has created a return to office advisory group to provide employers with guidance on phasing back to an office setting. Dan Papineau is with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. He says in-person work provides employees a better opportunity to collaborate and to take a break from home life.
We hope that they have a discussion on a responsible and gradual phasing into office work. So we hope that they get together and they review best practices and figure out a phased approach that will get people back to work safely within an office environment.
Papineau says he hopes the state allows businesses to decide protocols based on their employees and their individual work environments. The advisory group will meet on Thursday. Gaylord is on track to have a record low snowfall this winter. Currently, the total sits at just over 69 inches of snow, more than 8.5 inches below the previous record low that was in the 2009-2010 winter. Matt Gillen is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Gaylord. He says lower amounts of lake effect snow are one of the major reasons that snowfall has been down statewide.
Being in northern Michigan, the primary source of our snowfall is in the form of lake effect snow off the Great Lakes. And for that to happen, we need cold air to arrive into the region over those relatively warm waters to create lake effect snow. And that's something we just really haven't had a real long extended period of this winter.
Gillen says it is possible the area could get some more snow this season, but he says at this point any major accumulations seem unlikely. For the Lower Peninsula, it'll be cloudy today. Snow and freezing drizzle are possible through midday, and then there's a slight chance of drizzle this afternoon, especially for the northern lower. North of the Mackinac Bridge, it'll be mostly cloudy today, highs statewide in the upper 30s to low 40s for Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.